Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding my Sasheni Daf Mimzayin in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara Tani, Motzo Eben Achas Mitzuyenes. So we just learned they have to do a tziyun, you have to make a sign where there's tumah, where there is a mace, that people should not come and become tameh. Now, if one finds one stone that has a tziyun, meaning, if there's only one tziyun tameh, that means the tumah is right below the tziyun. Tziyun is the sign. There's only one sign. I don't have many stones. So where is the tumah? Beneath the stone. But we just learned, that's what we ended the previous daf, that you should do the tziyun not on top of the tumah, right near the tumah. So it says the Gemara, that's not the right way to do the tziyun. But if you find only one tziyun, I'm assuming the tumah is below the tziyun. And that's what Gemara says, Ani Oimer, Mace Kamtsun Hainosotachteo. The mace is Mikumats, meaning it's folded and is under the one stone and is not any other place. It's not sticking out of the stone. Hayushtaim, if there's two stones, which are Mitsuyan, two stones have a sign in it. As we said, we put plaster in it. So you have two stones with plaster. Hamailalem Toru Uvidem Tome. So you see, probably this is a sign that there's tumah in between the stones. So between the stones is tummy, but underneath the two stones is tar. Hayachorish bit of time, but if it's plowed in between, clearly there's no mace there, because if there will be a mace, he's plowed out, so that there's no tomb over there. Harein ki chidus. So then you look at each stone as if it's standing on its own. It's not a combined together. Binaim tar, v'sirisem tummy. Binaim between the two stones is tar. Sirisem means underneath them is tummy. So the same refers to around the plowing area. So the Matani and Mitzainim alabosli. Don't do a tziyun for a piece of meat, piece of flesh. Shemitz achel abasar. Maybe we're assuming that eventually the basar will shrink. It won't be here anymore. So I'm not going to do a tziyun. Says the Gemara, Rav Yehisti, Barshunum boy kabir amano. Filonitza mitameh sataris to mafer. Yeah, but what happens if a person goes by, doesn't see any tziyun, becomes tameh? If the basar is still intact, is there still enough basar to cause tumah? He will become tame lemafer retroactively from the time that he passed by the tumah. So we prefer that. Hi, if you don't do a tziyun, someone may become tame. It's a temporary thing. But if I'm going to put a tziyun, anytime someone passes by a mistake, will become tame. It's going to be forever and ever, will be a tziyun over here. So we'll do a temporary a problem that may happen, but we won't make something an issue, won't make a tziyun, they'll stay here forever. So Shimon Gamliel said, this whole idea of tziyun of Netar Revai, to tell people this is Netar Revai and this is Arlo, it's only in Shemitah, where people are allowed to take the fruits. But in a regular year, anybody who takes it is a thief. So if it's a thief, I'm not going to do a tziyun for a thief. That's what Shimon Gamliel said. So the friend said, Shungamliel is saying right, and there's a question of Rabbanan, even if he disagreed with Shungamliel. To me, we don't say the idea of Haliteyu la Rosh Vayomus, let the Rosh do something wrong. But here I have another issue. What's the issue? The tziyun works in the day. The day, you could see the tziyun. But when the ganav comes, when does the ganav come? When does the thief come? He comes at night. He comes at night, you won't see the tziyun anyway. So what's the point of doing a tziyun for a ganav? No. The ganav, before he comes at night, he comes the day before, he checks the area, he makes himself a sign to see what's the best way to get in, and then he comes in the night. So the tziyun works for the daytime when he's exploring the area. The way Rav Chanina said, bringing a pasuk, which is an iyoiv, chatar b'choshech botim, Yoimom chosmoy lomoy lo yaduor. So the idea is, the explanation is, chosmoy b'choshubati means in the darkness he goes and he digs into a house. But yoimom chosmoy lomoy, in the day he made for himself a sign, lo yaduor is just the end of the puzzle saying they don't know from good to bad, and we talk about during Mabul, who did the wrong thing. So the Gemara says, mi yoimom chosmoy lomoy, from the day they went and they made a sign for themselves. And the Gemara explains, what do they do? You they would come with this good smelling product this perfume that they did, and they would put it in the area to know where to go in. In the day they would come to make for themselves sign, so smell, so they know where to go in from. In the night they would come, it would be dark, and they'd go in from that area. So the smell helped them figure out how to get in. Continues the Gemara, Mamzayin Amud Beis. Kach dor shor chanino b'tziporin. Chanino kete dashem, this pasuk, it's important to explain what Durham Abel did. Is avu tlatmeo chatirin botim. That night, 300 houses were robbed. Because everybody learned the trick from the drasha of Rav Chanino. Says the Gemara, it says that tznuim menichim esamois. So the Mishnah said that the tznuim, people that are tzadikim, they put money aside, and they say that the lekat revai that's being taken, it will be mechulul on the money that we have over here, and that's anybody who takes it, they'll make sure that it's not revived, doesn't have kedusha anymore because it's being redeemed. Says the Gemara, v'yitzayin. Well, why have to do so much? Just do a tzion. Says the Gemara, mitzayin nu heach nikaru tzanu. If he does a tzion, he relies on the tzion, that's not tzanu. Tzanu means a big tzaddik. A big tzaddik doesn't want to take any risks. He doesn't want to make, he wants to make sure that if a god comes, it doesn't care that it says netar revai, he still won't be doing a veiru. So that's why that the tznuim redeemed the netar revai on money. Then the Mishnah said, could a nilkal mizeh, that more understands it means, that they do it at the end of the day and they say, whatever is being taken out today, whatever was taken today, it will be redeemed on this money. Says the Gemara, Amar Beichanon, Asyo, the Roshim Gamliel, Kemando Amar Li Soise Erev. Meaning this sentence of a tznuim is part of Roshim Gamliel's line. Roshim Gamliel says we don't care so much about the Ganavim, but the tznuim do whatever they do. So says the Gemara, Roshim Gamliel goes like a mandomer, it says Li Tutei Erev. Meaning mandomer, it says they do it in the evening. Which mandomer is it? So the Gemara explains. The Tanya of Dei Soimer Kol Mashi Loktu Anim Bein Oimorim Hefker Harir Hefker. We're talking there about Leket Shechopeo. These are the matanos they give the Anim. Sometimes the Anim take more than they deserve. They go to the field, they take a little bit more. So you want to make sure that there won't be Chayav and Maiser for that extra. So what do? You make it Hefker. How do you make it Hefker? So this first Mandama says, in the morning, before the Anim come, you say, whatever the Anim will take will be Hefker. And then whenever they take, Yisbarel Mafreya, retroactively we find out that's the thing that was Hefker from the morning. No, you do in the evening. In the evening, the Baal Bayis comes and says, whatever was taken this day is Hefker. Now what's the Machloikas between the first Mandama and the second? Machloikas is, do you say Breira or not? Do you say I could do something retroactively? First Mandama says you could. So I do it in the morning. I don't know what's going to be Hefker. We'll figure it out later. Retroactive, we'll find out. The second mandomer says, no, you can't, there's no brero. So I can do it only after the fact. Now, on the other hand, the first mandomer says, I cannot do it in the evening because it's not in my hands anymore. I can only do the redemption while it's in my hands. So I can do it only in the morning. And the second mandomer says, I can do it in the evening even though it's not in my hands. The chachamim say over there, ain't hefker and nosim. Hefker, we don't do hefker for the thieves. We're now responsible for the people that are cheaters, thieves. People that do things that are not right, I'm not taking care of them. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah that says, in the name of Shem Gamliel, that the Tznuim in the end of the day say that whatever was taken by Anim will be redeemed. That goes like a Mandoma that says by Maiser, they do least to say it. You do it after the fact when it's not in your hands. Meaning you can't explain our Mishnah that he's doing in the morning, like the Mandoma that says they do before the fact. Because here it won't work. Why not? Yesh odom mafki b'mechubi l'kaka? Or the Gisor of Chaim, yesh odom poidim b'mechubi l'kaka? Bishlamo by Maiser, I want to be mafki, I want to make it hefker. You can make it hefker whenever you want. You can make it hefker even when it's connected to the ground. But to redeem, the more understands, you can redeem the fruits of Netar Revai, unless it's disconnected from the ground. In the morning, before the ganav came, before the people that took it came, it was still connected to the ground. So I couldn't redeem it in the morning. So it has to be redeemed in the evening. So I'm going like one dog, doing it after the fact. Once it's not in my rishus, I can redeem it. Says the one of Yirmiyahu, I feel commandoma b'shachris asehu. You can explain our mission, even commandoma you do b'shachris, do it in the morning before the fact. Why? For lava shuming gamlili? Isn't our Mishnah of Shem Gamliel just said to Shem Gamliel? And if therefore was, says the Gemara of Chesam Mudal on top, V'oidu Yisrei Meshichot Shem HaSasheni Hipdi Yosoi. So this we learned earlier, So when exactly does the redemption happen? Does it happen when you give the money? Or does it happen when you do the Mashiach, when you pull the fruits? Moshe Gamliel holds that the redemption happens only when you pull the fruits. So a person can put money and say, I want to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni on it. It won't happen until you pull the fruits. So here also the same thing. Come the tznuin, they put money in the morning, and they say whatever will be taken today will be mechul, will be redeemed on these money. It won't happen until they pull the fruits, because the pidyon happens only when you pull it. So if so, when you pull it, it's not connected to the ground anymore. So you can explain our Mishnah that they're doing it in the morning, but the redemption doesn't happen until you do the Mishicha. So it comes out the two ways to understand the Mishnah. Either doing the redemption in the morning, or they're doing the redemption in the evening after the fact. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Ma'aseh Sheni, Daf Mem Zayin.